Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Well, I got a late ad with the cleat scratch.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun to say, the cleat scratch.
We're scratching cleat.
I was going to let it go. It's Billie Jean King's birthday,
mm-hmm.
Boris Becker's birthday, and Oscar Pistorius' birthday.
Well, who's got two legs?
How are we judging that?
That's what I'm asking.
We can't do him with his height because he's got extra. I mean, we don't know how tall he would be without those fake legs. So Boris Becker is the tallest.
He is, yeah. By far the tallest.
And Billie Jean's the oldest.
She is the oldest.
Right.
And Oscar Pistorius somewhere between 3.5 feet
and 6 foot. Yeah, right.
Depending.
Yeah.
Just didn't know how that one would work.
Is he in jail still?
I think he's like at home.
I thought he was out.
Like in some home release thing or some work release.
Yeah, they have an odd justice system there.
Well, he murdered her and he got out.
Yeah.
So we have an odd one here too. It's called OJ. You know,
dilly dilly.
Yeah. Oh, and it's also Ray Lewis too, by the way.
Yeah, Ray Lewis news coming up.
I saw that. Yeah. I tweeted that out.
Yeah, he's on the short list.
I said I put allegedly in there. I said because the headline I had was Ray Lewis and Randy Moss are up for the Hall of Fame. I said Ray Lewis allegedly murdered two people, and Randy Moss is cool because he is, and he should be there.
And we'll get to more of that in a second. I guess Chris Cuomo interviewed LeVar Ball the other day. I just saw it yesterday, finally.
The perfect foil at Ball and Trump together because they're both dumb on both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of fun to see them bitching. But I think with Cuomo, he just kind of says, hey, President Trump, have a great Thanksgiving. Hey, and he goes away, right?
Yeah. Trump this morning calls LeVar Ball the poor man's Don King.
Yeah,
funny he's got time for all that.
Yeah, man. No, he doesn't have time for that.
You two keep feuding. It amuses me.
He's got time for all that crap because he doesn't do anything else. He's got plenty of time for that crap, you know?
Yeah. There's like a new catfishing story going around about Ray Allen.
We talked about it earlier
in
the show.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure Craig brought that up.
Yeah, there's a man who has obtained a restraining order against Ray Allen.
Right.
Says he was not catfishing the star, that Ray Allen knew he was a guy.
Allen's that's the other part of the story.
That Ray might be on the down low?
That's what this guy's saying.
Oh, really?
That's what this guy's saying.
Yeah, I don't necessarily believe that guy, but I don't know Ray Allen.
No, but he did obtain the restraining order. I mean, he did get the restraining order. Ray's lawyer, Ray Allen's lawyer, says that this guy's statement would be funny if it wasn't so crazy, which is, they say it's false. They've never met, never spoken. The other guy says, nope, Ray knows everything about me.
But that guy does have pictures of Ray Allen's dink.
Does he? That'd be exciting.
Well, we said they were sexting. We don't know if there's actually dink pics. Bush has been looking since we did the story.
He's always looking.
Because you told me to.
Of course I did. But that doesn't mean you're not looking. I told you to.
You said find them for me.
Yeah.
Is there a text of the sexting?
What they were saying back and forth?
I've not seen records of that. They say the guy who got the restraining order against Ray Allen says that their relationship goes back several years.
Relations.
Relations. It's college football's last regular season weekend, essentially. The Iron Bowl is the game of note, has the most impact on everything. 7 of the 8 last Iron Bowl winners, by the way, played for the national title. 7 of the last 8.
Hearing if Auburn loses that close, they're back. I mean, Alabama loses close, they're not even going to drop out of the top 4.
Well, yeah, I mean
it's just crazy.
They would only have one loss.
And I heard, I like Herb Street and everything he does except when he talks playoffs. I just really hate this line, not just Herb Street. A lot of the ESPN guys fall for this. It's not just about wins and losses. Then why play the damn game?
That's all it's about.
Especially at that level. At that level. I mean, if you're a top five program playing top level football, SEC, Big Ten, Pac-12, it is about wins and losses. And they keep saying that. It's not. It's about how the team looks. What do you mean it's about how the team looks? Stop that.
If there was like a playoff, you could say it's not about wins and losses because you could – you could get in with some losses,
right?
And still win the thing.
That's true.
Right? But in
the
this case,
eight, yeah.
It's about wins and losses because you're judged on exactly those.
I didn't click on my,
Herb Street makes it sound like a beauty pageant.
He does. And they not just him, they all do it. A lot of the women broadcasters on the ESPN do that. They were showing, I saw the top 10, Penn State's 10 in the college football. I'm like, this isn't about Penn State, this line, but the top eight would be just a great playoff.
Yeah.
And 9, 10, and 11, and 12, those kind of guys would have a shot to get in the top eight still.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama, Miami, Clemson, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Auburn, Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Penn State, USC, down at 11.
Right.
I mean, TCU could beat some teams at 12.
But, they always say it's not about winning. It's how you look. What do you mean how you look? It's how you think you look.
I thought that was the old system.
It was the old system.
The beauty pageant.
And now it's continued into this system.
Yeah.
You know?
It has.
It just makes my head explode.
Oh, me too.
Herb Street says.
Oh, I hate it.
He's the worst.
He is the worst.
He is the worst.
Right.
This will be the third time in the last 8 years that the Iron Bowl have two top 10 teams. I'll remind you that Auburn won both of those.
Right.
Which,
as far as I'm concerned, Ohio State should be gone. They should not be in the top four no matter what happens.
Well, things could fall their way.
I know.
We talked about yesterday.
Exactly.
I mean, if they beat Michigan.
Iowa beat them bad.
If they beat Michigan, I mean, they're already playing in the Big Ten championship game. So if they beat Michigan.
And beat Wisconsin.
And then beat Wisconsin.
Oh, they'll put them in there. Iowa punked them bad.
Yeah.
We all watch that game.
Friday, we get the U, or Tony gets the U. That's 11 a.m. kick. Miami number two, though, in the latest college football playoff rankings. And they still have to play Clemson in the ACC championship game, who's third.
And Tyler and I are going to the Ethanol Bowl.
Yep.
That's the trophy they play for.
Is it?
The old Corn Bowl?
They get a tank of ethanol.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
The winner of the Iowa-Nebraska
game. Oh, that is the Ethanol
Bowl. It's the future.
Yeah. What do they call it? There's a stupid-ass trophy. It's a bad
name,
too.
Hero something.
Yeah.
Hero.
Is it? Yeah.
It's contrived.
It's full of ethanol.
Yeah.
I like the ethanol trophy. They should do that.
Yeah. You got to call it the old ethanol trophy.
We are going to be there.
Right. The old ethanol trophy.
Thank Larry the Cable Guy. We're going to be some winners, won some seats in Larry the Cable Guy's Skybox, and me and Todd will be hosting that event. Well, we'll be there.
Met those winners
Larry's
yet?
Larry's hosting it.
I
met the couple because they went to Penn State.
Oh, the same people.
That's right. And then they get to bring four other people with them.
Oh, wow.
For this. They get six tickets to Cable Guy's.
I
saw them at the airport. They went to the Penn State game.
We're just the guys to babysit. Apparently that's our job.
Keep them interested.
No,
right.
I keep hearing that.
That's why Colleen's going.
No, she's not.
Oh, she's not?
She's in New York City.
Oh, that's right.
She said that to me, and then somebody else said that to me. I said, no.
Well, they're not going to.
By the way, these people are really upstanding, regular people. I know them. I met the couple. They're not. They need to babysit us. They're fine, grown people.
Right. They need to tell. Don't go over and say hi to Ricketts.
I was going
to
say a human.
Don't
human
go over and ask the governor who he likes better, Todd or Tyler.
Form a line between them and the Ricketts, please.
Right.
Winners.
I hope he likes
don't
you better.
Go ask please the do. Governor if he has booze in his suite.
Yeah. Please do.
But we're going to.
Please do.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because we know he has that death penalty drug.
Yes, he does.
In the suite?
On him at all times.
Oh, yeah. He carries it with him all the time.
Yeah.
Puts it under his pillow.
That's what I've heard.
Sleeps with it. He never parts company with that.
That's Todd talking now.
Yeah. That's why I'm afraid if we ask for some booze, he might spike it with a little bit of that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
I think that'd be illegal.
There's a lot of other. Isn't there a lot of other dignitaries in that booth, too?
But who's going to find out?
That's a good point. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
One beside Larry, there's a bunch of dignitaries over there.
Are there?
I mean,
I would assume so. It's in a pretty good spot.
Maybe Coach Tom be over there, too?
You guys should take, some Thanksgiving gift baskets and just knock on doors up there randomly and see who opens them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, hey, this one says Osborne. Let's knock here.
Right. Build a little goodwill.
Yeah, man.
Tom doesn't care.
And that was the last day Todd and Tyler were invited to the suite.
Saturday, Clemson will put its number three ranking on the line at number 24, South Carolina. They're a 14-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma, a 22-point favorite at home on senior night. We talked about Baker Mayfield might be the first Heisman Trophy winner to be suspended at some point during the season in which he wins it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Wisconsin, 17-point favorite at Minnesota.
So Wisconsin's Baker Mayfield, it's all in front of them, man.
Is not going to be a captain. Correct. He's not going to start the game.
And he's emotional about that.
Baker Mayfield is out there to take the second snap of the offensive series?
You know, an interesting point.
They can't bring him the second snap. It's got to be the first series.
They could.
Yeah, they could.
I mean, they really could.
I bet you they do.
Yeah, I bet they do, too.
Look, if they're up, I mean, they're 22-point favorites. Think about this. If they're up, if they get some quick scores and they're up 21-0, he might sit him to halftime just to prove a point. Now, if they fall early.
Or just anything.
Well, the suspension was just going to be one series the whole time.
No, you got to keep him in there so he can keep his Heisman hopes up.
Yeah, supposedly he's a runaway winner of it already, which I don't understand. Does not appear to be the most outstanding player in college football.
No, he's not.
Just a very good and important player.
Right. Dude from Penn State.
Yeah.
Right now.
He's a man among boys.
Head and shoulders.
Shaquan, he's a man among boys.
Yep. And I am a high school.
And a good dude, by the way, too. I mean, he's a really good dude, Shaquan Barkley.
Jersey kid or something?
Yeah, well, he's a Pennsylvania kid. Grew up in New York, but he went to school in Pennsylvania. But just a good kid. I mean, not a badass, nothing, man.
Yeah, you know, the good news of Denver stinking is maybe they could draft him. That'd be
somebody's going to get him.
Yeah,
you want him.
It's an NFL-ready guy. And in the NFL, three games tomorrow. Vikings got that first one at the Lions, 11:30. Does that interfere with your day's activities, Todd?
I don't know. It's going to be kind of nice. I might like to go golf, but no, it won't interfere with
it. Oh, tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to your in-laws for
not till late in the afternoon.
Okay.
During the Clippers-Cowboys game?
Your course still open? They blow that up yet?
As far as I know.
Okay.
I'll open it up myself if I have to.
You got a key to the padlock on the front gate?
Mm-mm. Who's going to stop me?
So for your nap planning, Clippers at Cowboys is at 2:30.
That's my nap.
So, I mean, there's a perfect opportunity to nap.
I'm eating then.
And then
we don't eat till late.
To not pay attention at all at night if you just want to get it in and get some gin and wine in you. Giants at Redskins.
Yeah, that's Giants.
And nobody's pissed about the Redskins anymore,
no,
by the way. Everyone forgot that one.
Man, there's a lot more problems in D.C. than the Redskin name.
Yeah.
That's why.
Man, that was a hot-button one for
me. Yeah, it was.
Yep. Once we get to Sunday, the Chiefs play in the early window against the Bills. They're back home, 11.5-point favorites. The Dolphins and the Cheaters. The Cheaters, 17.5-point favorite. The Bears and Eagles. I mean, there's really not many great games.
What's the favorite? What are the Steelers' favorite?
Steelers,
all of them.
Are
two touchdowns?
15, yes,
15.
Against the Packers on Sunday Night Football. And I don't know why the NFL did not flex the Saints-Rams into that spot.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Even though it's Pittsburgh-Green Bay, I know big national fan bases, but that's going to be a crap game.
And Saints at Rams, I mean, maybe they just didn't want to show the 14,944 in attendance at the Coliseum or something. But those are two teams with two of the best records in the league.
They only
two of the best teams in the NFC.
They flex
Rams only a 2-point favorite.
I understand, but they flex for ratings. They really do. And I still think, even though the Packers suck, that game
gets more ratings.
Well, they'll turn it on because of the jerseys, as opposed to the Saints and the Clippers.
Oh yeah,
the Rams.
There's more Packer fans nationwide and Steeler fans nationwide than there are fans of.
So, or they would have flexed that. I think so
Saints
too.
Saints and Rams.
It's just ridiculous though. Forever
it's
the
a
NFL.
Better game.
The NFL wanted somebody in L.A. the big market.
I know,
all that stuff. And now here's they got a team winning in L.A.
And
the Rams
Saints are great. Saints are great.
And they instead of putting it on in that market,
I don't care if there's day
taking
game.
Advantage.
I wish the Steelers were playing the day game.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Well,
to
don't
bed.
They have stats that show on bad games like that? People do tune out.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
They'll tune in for the beginning of it and go, oh, it's out of hand.
No, but some people will stay till the bitter end just to see the Packers get their ass handed to them.
Well, I will.
Those are haters.
I'm with you, too.
I will. No, I'm loving the Steelers at
night. You'll go to bed early.
I'm loving the Steelers at night.
The Steelers are up by four touchdowns. You'll skip the fourth quarter.
Oh, no. I will keep watching.
Your mouth, the non-existent God's ears. Yes.
There's a high probability, man.
I hope so.
So
it is in Pittsburgh, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they play really well in Pittsburgh.
The Ravens.
You know what you're going to hear from Roethlisberger a couple times, maybe during that game, second half at least?
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
I think the whole offensive line should yell it back, too.
That'd be great.
I know.
I think it'd be better if the defense called it back.
That would be so great.
Yeah. Oh, the defense yelled it back.
Yeah,
the Packer defense yelled it back.
If he's audible.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
They just answer
back. They all put
back.
Their hands up.
Yeah.
Dilly dilly. Well, we touched on this. Randy Moss and Ray Lewis headlined the first-year semifinalists. Now there's 25 other semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. On that list again, Terrell Owens. if the guy does, I don't know. This thing.
He's
like,
a bad teammate. Ray Lewis murdered people. Next.
That exactly.
Put him in.
So Ray Lewis, people think will probably get in.
Of course
year
he will.
As a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Because the whole NFL and the NFL and ESPN, yeah, everybody else involved forgot that he was involved in people, yeah, being killed.
People dying.
They died.
People died. Terrell
Owens
hit
his suit.
Was a bad teammate.
Right.
Who was second all time in receiving yards. No. Third all time in receiving
all
touchdowns.
Those people
eighth
on ESPN,
all time in receptions.
Not one sports personality, unless it's a local show like ours, or just maybe one other local radio shows.
They
just don't call him out.
Yeah,
no,
they
all think he's the best guy in the world. You know, all these Christian broadcasters, you know, so-called Jesus guys, all think Ray Lewis is a good guy.
Moves on from ESPN right into inside the NFL. You know what I mean?
It just
baffles me.
And the only reason I keep it up is if people always say, "Keep that."
Thank
up.
You.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
How many guys get in? Is there a limited number?
No.
Yes, there is.
Oh, there is every year?
There's
seven or so?
Five.
Oh, Lewis is getting in.
There's five, quote-unquote, modern players, and then usually two, maybe right, three other, depending on the...
Okay, so Ray Lewis is in. Moss is in. I can't imagine him not getting in.
Yeah, Moss should be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I would hope so.
You know, they think Steve Hutchinson, he's a lineman. There's a couple linemen they think, like Tony Boselli, Steve Hutchinson will probably get in this year.
Also a former Viking.
Correct. Yep. Some other names still on the list: John Lynch, Brian Urlacher, Edgerrin James, Steve Atwater. I mean, guys, all great players. Just don't know if they'll ever be Hall of Fame players.
I loved Steve Atwater.
Me too.
He was tough.
He was amazingly tough and very smart.
Rondé Barber and Urlacher are on that list.
Correct.
Who was that guy? The one guy you named?
Steve Atwater?
No.
Hutchinson?
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas. The
jumped off sides.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Craig, smile. attendance and ratings, as we were just talking about, has kind of been down in the NFL. Everyone surmises their reasons. In Cleveland's case, it's because they have one win in the last 26 games.
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah, that is it. And their attendance is down like literally almost half. Like half of the stadium is full for these games, and there's no sign of life.
No. That's brutal for that team.
And former Browns starting quarterback.
And that's where Saquon Barkley does not want to go.
Exactly.
Please, I'd hope he plays for Denver. Anybody, but I just don't want to see him screwed over and played for the Browns.
God. It is not that easy to be that bad. Still winless.
I know. It's not that easy to be that bad. That's a great point.
Look at the Giants.
Yes.
They're as bad as the Browns, right, and they've got two wins. Former Browns starting quarterback Brock Osweiler, a guy they're paying to play in Denver. They'll be paying him this weekend to be a healthy scratch. He will not be suiting up this weekend.
That's under another $600,000. He's not even suited up.
He's not expected to suit up this weekend. A healthy scratch.
And they're going
to
hand him a $600,000 check, right?
Yes. The Browns will. I believe that's about the number. $677,000, something like that, every game.
Yep. That is crazy.
Yep.
Crazy.
Healthy scratch. And in the meantime, Paxton Lynch, former first rounder, will take over, trying to end the longest losing streak in Denver since 1990.
Elway should just suit up.
In Oakland.
Elway's got the old man gut now. He's just suit up. He's not that great of shape right now.
Just play Von Miller in the Wildcat, man.
Just suit up.
Forget it. Just forget it. Those are questions for Cleet, which you guys cannot answer.
Mm-mm. Nope. But we know the rules, what they should be.
Yeah.
Yes.
We know what the rules should be.
We can speculate.
You could.
We can tell you how they should be.
I just wonder how, if the replay, the ref huddle around plays the suspect.
Is Cleet going to come back next week?
Yeah, he'll be here next week.
What about the ref huddle? What are you looking at?
It's awful.
Okay. Can you explain how awful it is on the screen?
No, you're touching it, man.
Okay, don't. No. Well, somebody explain something. It's sexual in nature?
Yes.
Craig, by the way, when we're on the air, often just looks at porn while we're talking.
This is not porn.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah, it's a porn, man.
It's not meant to be.
Oh.
A lot of his news sources lead to porn.
Hey, Nick.
What's up?
Hi, Nick.
Nick Allen.
Well, your Chiefs are crapping right now.
They're
aren't
awful.
They? Why do they start out 5-0, 6-0
a lot? I don't know. I wish they would just suck the whole time. They get your hopes up.
They do get your hopes up.
They just look. They didn't score a touchdown against the Giants.
I know.
Oh, man.
Sorry about that.
Of
course I'm not. But it's still crazy. I don't get why they could be good every year for five or six games. Really good. All of a sudden, bang, nothing.
They were world beaters.
I know.
It makes me just like, I wonder why I just root for crappy football teams. Like,
yeah. By the way, Nick's a huge Husker fan, too. Yeah. You do have two bad seasons.
I mean, it makes it tough.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, every year I'm like, oh, good, football season again.
You want to fire Andy Reid, too?
Andy Reid should go to the Huskers to coach them.
Yeah.
He was looking for property, aren't you?
Yeah, but it is time to put in the rookie quarterback. Yeah. Get rid of that, Alex.
They should trade quarterbacks, man. Riley used to coach in the pros. Why not?
No. You can celebrate. Trade coaches.
Alex Smith looked like the MVP the first five games.
Yeah.
Man, I hate to bring it up.
Now
he's
just throwing at people's feet.
Sorry, Nick. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Kareem Hunt. He looked good.
Welcome to the show.
Where's he gone?
You'll have Friday, Nick, as the Huskers hoist the ethanol trophy.
The old ethanol trophy.
They hoist the ethanol trophy.
The old ethanol trophy.
Oh, they could win that game. Yeah. They could win that game.
Yeah. Ethanol trophy.
They'll save the season.
Beating the Hawkeyes.
Well, and then they'll fire your coach the next day.
We're looking at now, Push. Everybody's laughing at dirty stuff.
I'm laughing at what they were laughing at. Craig sent me the link.
Oh, okay. Why can't you explain at all what it is?
I think Craig will probably get to the story.
I'll get to the story.
Okay, good. Because the audience is feeling out.
A little tease.
Including me.
Yeah, this is a tease. The audience and the host are feeling left out. Yeah.
You'll all get it together.
That's messed up calling that a tease, Craig.
It is.
Can't wait to see you.
You will like it.
Marcus Peters plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's a cornerback, very good.
Does he there?
Cornerback. Yep. He's an Oakland native. He's also a homie of Beast Mode, since they're from Oakland. Remember, he rode on the subway with Beast Mode.
Yeah, the guy.
And, you know, as Trump responded to Marshawn Lynch and what he did in Mexico, which was nothing that he hadn't done before, Marcus Peters tweeted at him. I'm just going to read it verbatim. What's going on, big dog? I know we got a lot that needs to be talked about. How about we set up a set down with you, me, at Money Lynch, and more, and we talk about some S. That's how he invited the president of the United States to hang out with him and Beast Mode. I'm sure Trump will get right at that one.
Yeah, calls him
big dog.
Yeah. What's going on, big dog?
The president has a problem with
and
the,
we talk
the
about
races.
Some S.
Well, the president is certainly capable of talking some ass.
Yeah, he can talk about some ass. Yeah.
As is Marshawn.
Yeah, for sure. Marshawn, he's just there so he don't get fined.
Right.
And then I'm sure you guys have been checking out all the the preseason basketball tournaments or whatever they are.
They're not preseason.
They actually count.
Yeah, they are preseason. Yeah,
they count, but it's early season.
Yeah, and they're the Maui invite I'll look at just like as they're coming back from commercial or going to commercial.
Because of the weather.
Because they'll show some Hawaiian views, and then I click out of the high school gym that they're on. And
I know. Going to exactly. It is always a high school gym.
But I did notice Mike Bray, he's the coach at Notre Dame, the basketball coach at Notre Dame. You know, those coaches often, they'll wear like the Hawaiian shirt.
They always
wear
Hawaiian shirts.
It just kind of looks really comfortable.
The announcers do it too, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Bray is taking it to and the Notre Dame coach is taking it to a whole nother level. I sent Puss a link, some pictures. I don't know if you can post them, but
I'll get that about noon today.
Okay, if you can just you can find them, believe me. They're just wearing t-shirts and shorts. It looks like he just got done mowing the lawn or something like that.
That's nice.
And they're playing in like a high school gym. I mean, it looks like
Well, that's how they probably want to dress. It'd be great. And they take advantage of that, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's just so foreign looking. You know, those guys are normally buttoned up in, at least some sort of blazer and a mock turtleneck or something.
Right.
And then in Hawaii, they've got nice Tommy Bahama shirts on or something.
He's got a t-shirt.
He's got a t-shirt, some shorts.
Is it sleeveless? It'd be great if his arms.
That would be
cargo shorts and sleeveless. That'd be
and
great.
Some flip-flops.
And flip.
Or just barefoot. Like, hey, just, mahalo. Yeah,
just yelling at the ref.
How many nights in a row do the Shockers have to play? Because they played Monday night.
They played in a tournament?
Those tournaments only use you two games.
Yeah. No, and they
That one's more. It's like eight teams and a tournament, right? Yeah.
Right.
The one in Creighton was in was a four-team tournament in Kansas City, right?
Yeah, and they play Notre Dame tonight.
You see that our buddy Dana got Manute Bol's kid.
Oh, he got Bol Bol?
Yeah, he got Bol Bol. His name's Bol Bol.
His name is Bol Bol.
Yep.
Yeah. I just said a like, new story about
it. Like is. Puss naming his kid Puss Puss. That'd be stupid. Nobody names your kid Puss Puss.
Oh, not yet.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.